Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Well, hello, news listeners. We have made it. It is Friday. And it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 21st of May, 2021. Ooh, a lot of 21s going on today. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Zoom's about to get some new stuff for us. They're actually launching a new dedicated events platform. Yep, that's right. Get ready for yoga classes and so much more. And it's only going to be for people that actually pay for Zoom in the first place. Now, their pricing scheme right now, about $150 for smaller meeting subscriptions. Larger webinars, though, can run up to $65,000 annually. Don't know where this one's going to set just yet. But as far as Zoom events, they'll actually be offering paying customers tools where you can list your upcoming events. They can actually be private or even public, and hosts will be able to actually monetize events by providing customizable ticketing and registration for their gatherings. So yeah, you could even do a live concert on Zoom if you really wanted to, I guess. Maybe if you're an ambitious gamer too, who knows? Possibilities could be endless. Well, from Zoom, we go to Microsoft Teams, where they're actually now launching a more personal version of Microsoft Teams. That's right, get ready for free personal use amongst friends and families for Microsoft Teams. This version will allow people to chat, video call, and share calendars, locations, and files easily, but just with your friends and family. Now, currently right now, Microsoft is continuing to offer everyone free 24-hour video calls. They actually introduced that in the preview version back in November of last year. However, though, Microsoft will eventually enforce limits of 60-minute calls for groups. That would be up to 100 people, or at least until when this pandemic's over with. However, though, 24-hour calls for one-on-one, yeah, apparently those will still continue. Another nice thing to see for Microsoft Teams for personal use, it now works across the web, mobile, and desktop apps. Qualcomm's ready to give some premium features in those mid-range smartphones by introducing the 778G chipsets. Yes, the new Snapdragon 778G, actually the G stands for 5G, of course. And we should be seeing these in manufacturing phones from Realme, Oppo, Xiaomi, and many others. In fact, the new chipset will actually bring along some video capture and AI capabilities that they actually borrowed from the Snapdragon 888 processor. Another nice thing that's kind of creeped over to the 778G from the 888 chipset, three image signal processors, meaning it will make it possible to capture photos and videos from three different cameras all at once. And of course, it cannot be left out. 5G, yep, it's definitely there, letting those mid-range smartphones take advantage of the new 5G infrastructure that's rolling out across the globe. Finally, if you are craving more than 99 classic games on Nintendo Switch Online, well, your Friday just got a little bit happier. That's right, Nintendo will soon add 5 more classic games to Switch Online, meaning this will bring the total to well over 100 titles, actually 104 to be exact, and we won't have to wait very long for it either. Actually, these new titles will be heading our way on May 26. From what we can tell right now, the additional titles will be SNES and NES titles, but don't look for anything in the Super Mario or Donkey Kong realm. Apparently, these will not be as high-profile titles, but still very memorable if you were a hard gamer way back in the 80s and early 90s. As far as if Nintendo will continue the trend of adding classic titles, unfortunately, they're not saying yay or nay. But of course, they did the same thing too when we asked if it's going to go over 99 titles. And what do you know, it did. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, you can find us on Facebook too at British Tech Network and give us a like over there, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join our BTN community over at our Slack room. It's fun and it's simple to do. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, yep, it's weekend time. Hope you can have a little R&R for yourself over this weekend. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.